And I think your next question might be something to do with, are we going to do anything new?
Well, that will come.
All right.
I mean, the awkward question is, I want to ask, is why Bill Caddick didn't come back.
Well, Bill Caddick was involved in the very first incarnations of Home Service, but it was several years later when the lineup had condensed down to a slightly more manageable number. There were about 10 or 11 people in it at that stage, and it was just too unwieldy. And, you know, Bill's his own man anyway. Bill wasn't involved in All Right Jack, and that was the era that we were aiming to go back to. Quite as simple as that, really.
When I last spoke to you, it was with the Greenhouse Band project.
Yes.
That was a while back. And you'd rushed in from a theatre rehearsal, I believe. I can't remember which show you were in the pit for.
No.
Do you still make a lot of your living from the theatre, or has it moved on to production and other things?
More into production and engineering, actually. I'm doing a lot of work now in this little studio of mine. I've just been working with Rick Sanders and Vo Fletcher and Catherine Howe, making an album for them, which has been going really well. We nearly finished that now, and it's fabulous. I'm really, really pleased with it. Probably one of the best things I've done here. And so, yeah, a lot more of that. I do okay. I don't do that much in the theatre now. I occasionally go in and sit in a West End show, like Matilda or Lord of the Rings I used to do. You know, I mean, I certainly don't frequent myself in there very much. Although I do have a wonderful job, which is as musical director of War Horse, the fantastic production up at the New London Theatre. So I look after all the singing, all the vocals of the entire company, about 35-piece company involved in that, and the song woman we've got at the moment, rather than the song man. We've had Tim Van Eyken and Saul Rose, and now we've got a girl called Sophie Crawford, who is a very young girl and absolutely fantastic. So that's something that I go in quite regularly to do, to just look after that.
I mean, there's been some controversy over that, yeah, because the National wanted to get rid of the musicians, didn't they?
Well, that's absolutely right, and there's been a big struggle going on for about 18 months, actually, now. In around January last year, they initially tried to pull this one, and they ended up taking the band out of almost all the cues that they had in the show, except one, which was a walk-on part as a military band during a sequestering scene with the horses and the brass band march on. And I mean, it's fabulous. So, but for a year, that was all they did. And they, you know, they come in at 7:30, wait for 45 minutes, and go on the stage for about 4 or 5 minutes, and off they go. Now, they've tried it again this year. They've tried to completely get rid of them. And there's been a huge fight. The union have put up a big fight. At the moment, it's been stalled. There is a court case coming up in October to fight for their job back. I think the National Theatre have behaved despicably over this. Actually, to be quite honest with you, if I was the band, I wouldn't want to walk back in there knowing that I'm not wanted. Miserable job. I'd just go for a settlement. They should have a settlement, because it's dishonouring their contract. The contract that they were given 6 years ago stated that they would be hired for the show as long as the show went on. And they're saying that since then there've been productions coming up all over the world, and of course they've managed to do those without a band. And now they're saying, well, we manage in Toronto without a band, and we manage, you know, in Australia and all, you know, in New York and everywhere else that they do it, Amsterdam, without a band. So why do we need one here? They just can't do that. So anyway, we're just waiting now to see what's going to happen. But meanwhile, the show runs on with just a backing track. And the statement from the National Theatre being that we feel a backing track is a rather more reliable experience for the audience than that of a live band, which, yes. You see what I mean?
I think, yes, no comment, I think, is the... Well, no comment that's repeatable.
No.
on to happier things, then.
Yes.
I think it was at the Folk Awards that you announced that Home Service was going to go back to being a full-time band, or at least as full-time as any band is these days.
Yeah, well...
What prompted that?
I don't know about being a full-time band. I think our intention was always just, you know, not to overdo it, not to milk it, to keep it fresh so that we're not doing a gig every single week of the year, or, you know, even if we could. We actually hit on a figure of about 25 gigs is what we want for each year, so that we've all got breathing space. We don't get fed up with it, and they don't get fed up with us either, hopefully. so, you know, and what prompted that was that we loved it, and we loved being back together again. We're a bunch of real buddies, you know, and there's great respect amongst us for each other, and we just have a ball. We have a great time on stage and off. And kind of, I think that feeling comes across, you know. So why not do it while we can?
And now the question that you anticipate.
Yes, sorry.
New material. I mean, are you going to make a new album of new material?
Yes. It's, you know, I mean, nobody had heard this old stuff for 25 years, so we felt quite justified in playing it for the last 3 years. And we have put in new material. Actually, in the set, we've put in two or three new pieces in the set since we started. The thing is that you can't just sit around for a couple of months and come up with a whole new set of songs which is as strong and as good as that repertoire that we built up over quite a few years, you know, those decades ago. It's a tall order because we've got some mighty good material there. So... That's why it might seem, I don't know if it does, but it might seem to some that we're dragging our feet over this. So, but we want to make it good, you see. We know we've got a responsibility to if we're going to come up with new, not just do new for the sake of new, it's got to be very, very strong and have something to say. And we are working on it at the moment, and you're just going to have to wait.
Okay, we will wait.
Okay, good.
Well, Graham Taylor, thank you very much indeed. We're hoping to see you back on 2 feet again very soon.
Thank you.
Look forward to more Home Service in whatever form we hear it.
Well, yeah, I promise it'll be good. I promise it'll be new and refreshing and surprising and all those things, you know, and exciting to as much to play as to listen to, I hope.